AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Chair Jerome Powell is underscoring the Federal Reserve's determination to slow inflation. The AP's Jennifer King has the story.
Price pressures have spread to a broad range of goods and services.
Addressing the Senate Banking Committee, Jerome Powell says the central bank is keenly aware of the problems dogging the U.S. economy as it struggles to recover from the pandemic.
We understand the hardship that high inflation is causing. We are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down.
Powell came under fire from both sides of the aisle. Senator Elizabeth Warren got the Fed chair to acknowledge that raising interest rates won't reduce gas or food prices.
Rate hikes won't make Vladimir Putin turn his tanks around and leave Ukraine.
After blaming President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package for exacerbating inflation, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina accused Powell of taking too long to raise rates.
The Fed has largely boxed itself in to a menu of purely reactive policy measures.
Jennifer King, Washington.
A powerful earthquake struck a rural mountainous region in eastern Afghanistan, killing 1,000 people. Shelley Thackrell is with the World Food Program in Kabul.
Seeing some of the pictures that have been coming in of just, you know, broken buildings and probably people buried under rubble. And so what we're imagining is that a lot of homes have been destroyed.
Buildings were also damaged in Khost Province, and tremors were felt as far away as the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. Georgia's highest court overturned the murder and child cruelty convictions against a man whose toddler son died after he left him in a hot car for hours, saying the jury saw evidence that was extremely and unfairly prejudicial. A Detroit-area man who said he feared for his life when he shot and killed a young woman on his porch in 2013 was given the same 17-year prison sentence at a new hearing ordered by the Michigan Supreme Court. This is AP News. His publicist says James Rado, the co-creator of the Broadway hit Hair, has died of cardiorespiratory arrest. He was 90. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Gimme head with hair.
That's James Rado singing. He not only co-wrote the lyrics for Hair the Musical, he was the first to play Claude, the young man about to be sent to Vietnam.
Good morning, starshine.
Hair was Broadway's first rock musical. It caused a stir for using profanity, sexual references, a nude scene, and what many believed to be desecration of the American flag. Rado told the AP in 1993 the point of Hair was that there is more to life than what was taught to us, what he called a mystical message. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Prosecutors say Andrew Gillum, a 2018 Democratic nominee for governor in Florida, is facing 21 federal charges related to a scheme to seek donations and funnel a portion of them back to him through third parties. Gillum narrowly lost to Governor Ron DeSantis in 2018. Ed Donahue, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.